Let's rewind, Alan.
Alan, I want some nookie.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West L.A., and Ronnie Tarzana.
It's really coming down out there.
God, you said it, Jeffy. I hope it lets up enough so you can drive home. It's open. Come on in.
Hello, party.
Bernay, what the hell are you doing out in this neck of the woods?
Please do no attention to mine, ass breath. And watch your language. I have a guest with me. Do you mind if we come in out of the rain?
No, I guess not. Who's your guest?
She's right here.
She? Bernay with a she?
What do you want, Alan?
Mother, meet M Squared and Uncle Jeffy.
Hello, party.
Oh, no. Bernay, you didn't tell me that your guest was your mother.
You didn't ask me, bastard nose.
What a terrible place you live in, Emma.
That's M Squared, Mrs. Bernay. M Squared.
That's nice, Emma. Why do you have a girl's name?
What are you doing out here anyway, Bernay?
We were driving back from Vivian Welton's and we got to this street, and the whole street was flooded. Fortunately, I knew that you lived close by, so here we are.
Yes. Cute little orphan out the storm.
You mean there's no detour back to your basement?
There kind of isn't, actually.
Terrific. Holy thunder and lightning! Listen to that, Batman!
M-Square? Is there an M-Square here?
That's me, sir. What's the problem?
I'm with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. I'm supposed to let you know that all the roads leading away from this building are impassable at this time due to the storm. Persons within this building are confined until the roads are clear. You will be notified as soon as they are clear. Thank you for your cooperation.
You mean I can't go home?
You mean they can't go home?
If we are going to stay, I want my own bedroom.
No, this isn't true. In a moment, I'll wake up from this nightmare and I'll be screaming.
You certainly have some strange friends, Alan.
Yes, Mother.
I don't care about the weather. I'm walking home. It's safer than spending a night with those two morons.
Morons? What does that mean, Alan? Is he insulting us?
Shut up, Mother.
Yes, Alan.
Jeffy, you can't leave. Someone sane's got to stay here besides me.
Sorry, Em. Goodbye, folks.
That's goodbye, ass.
Which room do I sleep in?
Thank you, Jeffy.
Believe me, this is not my idea.
God, it's been 6 hours and this rain hasn't let up yet.
Has it been 6 hours already? Mother, take your fruit salad. It's time for my fruit salad.
Where do you keep your fruit, Emma?
You're looking at him, Mrs. Bernay.
Very funny, pucker lips. God damn it, I want my fruit salad. I want my fruit salad.
Emma, where is your fruit?
I want my fruit salad.
Well, both of you knock it off! I don't have any fruit in this house. You can't have a fruit salad, Bernay.
Mommy, there's no fruit in this joint. I want a fruit salad. I want a fruit salad.
There, Bernay. There's a market right down the block. All you gotta do is go over and buy some fruit.
You! You expect my boy to go and get his bald head covered with dirty rainwater? You've got some nerve, ugly face!
You're no raving beauty yourself, you old bag!
You call me that! Alan, do something!
I'm going to kill all of you to death unless I get some fruit salad now!
Now look, because of the storm, we're all confined to this place, so let's make the best of it. Now, there is no fruit salad in this house, Albert A. I'm awfully sorry, but you're going to have to go without your damn fruit salad until you're released.
Not much of a host, are you?
You foolish children! You must have some fruit in this house! Every house has fruit in it!
I'm looking at it.
Fuck you.
Alan, I'm going to look around. I'm sure I'll find some fruit in somewhere.
What are you smiling at, Jeffy?
I love the way your hairline recedes when you get mad.
Screw you.
Mrs. Bernay, stay out of there. Mrs. Bernay, that's my workshop. Come on, stay out of there. Stay out of that room.
You have a nice voice, Emma. I'll be right back.
Damn it. Damn it, let me in. Why'd you lock the door? Come on, that's my workshop. Come on, get out of there.
My goodness, look at all the equipment in here. What does this say? Apple Company Relay. What a funny looking apple. Apple? I knew it. I knew there'd be fruit in this home. Every home has fruit. I'll bet if I look around, I'll find lots of fruit to mash up for Alan.
You open this door, I'll break it down.
Don't shout, Emma. The door wasn't even closed. You stupid Emma. Here, Alan, a fruit salad just for you.
Thank you, Mother. The fruit tasted a little rusty, though.
You're welcome, Alan.
What did you touch in there? I'd better go see.
John, it's your front door.
We'll get it, will you?
Okay. Yes, Sheriff?
Hi. Good news. The roads are clear and you can use them again. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Thank you, sir. John! John, did you hear? We can go! Yippee! We can go! We can go!
I heard. Hey, Mrs. Bernay, do you know what you just fed your son?
Yes, a delicious fruit salad. Come on, Alan, we can go.
In a minute, Mother. I want to call Daddy and let him know we are coming home.
No, Bernay, you don't know what you just ate. Don't touch the phone!
Yeah!
What the hell happened?
Alan! Alan, where are you? I want to see you. Oh,
Bernay's mother fed him relays and transistors and capacitors. As soon as he touched the phone, he put a load on the line and it overloaded the circuit.
Oh, my God!
Alan! Alan, where are you, Alan?
Don't sweat it, Mrs. Bernay. As you can plainly see, there's nothing but Al Bernay paste all over the apartment. The following was post-recorded.
The part of Anne Bernay was played by Stu. Al Diamond portrayed himself, and the sheriff was Uncle Brucey. This is Stu Funfone in his real voice speaking.